This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time now for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer. Matt, it's good to have you back. Croeso nôl.
Hal, good to see you, and as we just said earlier, happy St. David's Day for all our Welsh listeners. March the 1st today as we're recording this, so happy St. David's Day.
And we're starting this week with a big win for RNIB at the Charity Comms Awards, where our social media team won the Accessible Comms Award.
Yeah, we are. This week we won the award for the Accessible Comms Award, which is, you know, focused and targeted at communicators, you know, not only charities clearly, but anyone advocating and practicing accessible comms. And our social media team won the award, which I think is good on a number of levels. First of all, you know, delighted that our efforts have been recognised in such a prestigious sort of award. It's always good actually picking up awards because it shows you back on the map and people are noticing what you're doing. So, you know, good that we're in the mix. But I think even more important is what we won the award for, you know, accessible comms. And I think our social media team over the last year or so have been fabulous, actually. Very, very dynamic, very active, slightly cheeky in really pushing accessible comms, particularly around things like alt text, where we have been humorously but purposefully engaging with brands and engaging with politicians, including number 10, you know, on communications that have come out that haven't been accessible. And in doing so, you know, making connections with some of these organizations, getting them to improve their comms, getting noticed by third parties for what we've been doing clearly. And as I say, doing it in a way that we're pushing a serious point around accessible comms, but doing it in a way little tongue in cheek, getting noticed, getting traction. So I think we pitched it really well. And so I'm delighted that we won that award this week. And I just encourage all your listeners to, you know, go and engage with our different communication channels, see what we're doing. You know, again, take your tips from us on sort of making comms accessible, but also I think enjoy the approach we're taking to this. And, as I say, really great. It was recognized by the Charity Comms Awards this week.
And we're also thinking about RNIB's Technology for Life Fair, which took place in Belfast. Lots of vendors, hundreds of visitors, and it seems like such an incredibly positive event all round.
Yes, indeed. I mean, you know, tech generally is an important theme for us. You know, not only in trying to make our infrastructure and the organisation as technically or technologically advanced, you know, to make sure we engage with our beneficiaries and our volunteers, our staff, our partners, in a very modern 21st century way. We've invested a lot, you know, things like replatforming our website recently. We're doing a lot around our systems that engages to talk to customers in a very sort of individual curated way. Doing a lot around cybersecurity, doing a lot around AI. So, you know, we're doing a lot ourselves, but more importantly, it's about, you know, harnessing technology, influencing technological development for the benefit of our beneficiaries, you know, because we know for blind and partially sighted people how critical technology is to, you know, live a full life, to be engaged, to be connected, to access information, to use technology in the workplace, for education, and all those sorts of things. So as an organization, we've got some pretty good, you know, links to some of the, you know, the major sort of global tech firms, the Microsofts, Googles, Amazons of this world. And we've talked before about informing things like Amazon Alexa devices, you know, informing operating systems and software that are developed for core systems on things like phones and tablets, but also, you know, software that enables technology, enables material to be read by blind and partially sighted people. But equally, you know, we're looking at other things. How do you know, what's the future of sort of, you know, technology in the world of canes or guide dogs or all the sorts of things. So, you know, we're pushing hard in this space, and it's great that the Northern Ireland team this week, yeah, ran a fair in Belfast. I think they were worried about the coaches not being able to work at one point, but I think that problem got solved. So we had about 400 people at least joining us in Belfast. You know, the Lord Mayor of Belfast was there. You know, we had, not only our Northern Irish team, but also, you know, our tech experts and others from across the UK attending. And it was a great opportunity to engage with, you know, tech partners, beneficiaries, local politicians, corporate partners, you know, to really have that rounded conversation around technological development and the use of technology. And I think these fairs, you know, these meetings are important for a number of reasons. I think one of the interesting conversations I know the team had at the fair was with the Lord Mayor of Belfast, trying to get him to emulate what's happening over in Derry and Strabane, where they've declared that that sort of council area is going to be a sort of world first in terms of the accessibility of its sort of council infrastructure. And we were keen to have that conversation with the Lord Mayor of Belfast, who was very open to that, that discussion actually. So, you know, watch the space for Belfast stepping up soon, I hope. But, you know, these meetings bring all sorts of people together and enable conversations on many topics. But, you know, brilliant that we could, you know, host it around technology this week in Belfast.
And of course, if you've got any questions for RNIB's Technology for Life team or any questions about any of RNIB's services or information, the helpline is still available. You can call 0303 123 9999. Matt Stringer, Chief Executive of RNIB, thanks again for your time this week. Always great to catch up. Diolch yn fawr iawn. Thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, how my pleasure, and I will try and improve my Welsh next time we get to St David's Day, but good to speak to you. Thanks very much.